Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Liz Cheney and the Democrats hid J6 information. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, this story that we're talking about, January the 6th, this actually came out last week, to my understanding, where they caught Liz Cheney hiding information along with the other Democrats. Why would they do that? Seriously. They constantly say that no one is above the law, and they constantly say that they want the truth to come out. Why would they hide information? What is the purpose of hiding it? Now, I know the answer. I'm just laying it out there. Because if it was the other way around, they would probably be burning stuff up in the street right now. They would have tyrants out there burning up stuff, saying, oh, they were hiding information. They did this on purpose. But the very fact that Liz Cheney will call herself a Republican and she's working hand in hand with Democrats to hide information says a lot about her character. And what it really comes down to is that Liz Cheney hates Trump. I mean, she hates Trump with a passion. I mean, I think Liz Cheney hates Trump more than the Democrats hate Trump, because she's supposedly a Republican, but she's siding with the Democrats. That's like a Judas. That's like a Judas, right? And I guess it comes down to where President Trump actually called out Liz Cheney's daddy, right? Called him out for the weak man that he is. And she probably took that personal, because she's the same thing as her father. Both of them are rhinocrats. Both of them put America in certain situations. Both of them don't care actually about the truth. Wasn't Liz Cheney the same? Well, not Liz Cheney, but Dick Cheney. Wasn't he the same Dick Cheney that went on a hunting expedition. It was actually hunting. And he shot someone in the face with a shotgun. That's the same Dick Cheney. And then the story came out. Then all of a sudden it just went away. No one got in trouble for it. You know, it was just a hunting accident. If I'm not mistaken, I think they were hunting duck. I can't remember. But the point is Liz Cheney, her hatred for President Trump, she sided with the Democrats on the J6 committee to try to take out President Trump. All of the money that they spent, all of the time and resources that they spent to try to take out President Trump, come to find out that they were all lying. Did anyone already not know that they were lying? They were all lying about the January 6th committee. And then they even had these Capitol Police, which, my personal opinion, are nothing but a total failure to the uniform. Someone put a comment on X, and I saw it on X, where they said that the Capitol Police are a different breed than other police officers. And it's not all of the Capitol Police, but it's a select few. It's the ones that the Democrats are parading around as heroes. They're on there saying, well, Trump this and Trump that. Trump, they even said that police officers, they're not saying it just like this. Police officers died because of Trump supporters coming up there, attacking them and killing them. They can't say that because that didn't actually happen. But according to the J6 committee and the Democrats, that's what they're portraying. Like, Trump supporters showed up and started killing police officers, which is a total lie. But let me play this one for you. This is them talking about the pipe bombs on that day. And I know that there was a fake pipe bomb. And they said, to my understanding, it was a fake pipe bomb that was planted at the DNC. But apparently there was one planted at the RNC as well. Right? So they're talking about, you sure this is the DNC only? Because I thought he said RNC.
I thought he said
RNC as well. So let's just listen to the clip, because I know there was one at the DNC.
Yeah, this
and
is
no
one.
One's ever been apprehended on that. They never put anyone in custody on it. There's a few people out there trying to blame Republicans for doing it. But it's all been like a setup. It's probably an FBI agent. That's the reason why they don't have any arrests. And because it didn't pan out to anything. Listen.
At 1:07 p.m., approximately 23 minutes after the Capitol Police was alerted of the pipe bomb at the RNC, two of our...
See? He said the RNC. I know there was one at the DNC, but he just said the RNC. I'm like, what? When did this happen? When did this happen?
So is he talking about both of them?
You know, because I know that they show video and they show footage of someone putting a... Actually, it was a fake pipe bomb the DNC.
Right.
So am I to believe that the real pipe bomb was at the RNC? Well, maybe. Well, now think about it. They were saying that there was a pipe bomb because Mike Pence was there. Mike Pence, they said that Mike Pence was going to be blown up in that pipe bomb. No, it was Mike Pence at the RNC. So maybe this is the same one.
Well, the one I saw, Kamala was there and they loaded her up. They said there was her security detail and they loaded her up in the cars and they drove away. But she was right there next to it. And people were like, why, if they thought that there was an actual bomb there, why would they so casually just walk her out to her car with all her security and drive away? Like, wouldn't you evacuate her through the back or
maybe because they knew it was a fake pipe bomb.
And they wanted that visual of her being there.
They want the optics like it really came close of, you know, these MAGA terrorists getting her. Maybe that's what it was. Listen to the rest of this.
See, two of our counter-surveillance agents located what appeared to be a similar pipe bomb underneath a bench in front of the DNC. The Cannon House office building was evacuated at about 1:11 p.m., and officers immediately began to clear residences and businesses in the area. The scene at the DNC was cleared at approximately 4:36, after our bomb squad disrupted and cleared the pipe bombs. The FBI then took possession of both devices and all evidence and is the lead agency on the entire investigation.
Oh, so that explains why it didn't go anywhere.
Right.
The FBI came in. I'm just going to say this. I don't have any proof of it. The FBI came in and repossessed their property.
Yep, they confiscated everything and didn't let any department look at anything.
Exactly. Shannon, have you ever been to DNC? To the DNC. Have you ever been to D.C.?
No.
You never been to D.C.?
When I was young.
I've been to D.C. multiple times.
Yes, you have. Many times.
And every single time I go, there's cameras everywhere.
That's exactly the point.
I mean, it's the most surveilled place on the planet.
Right?
There's so many cameras. You can't even go down the street and throw a piece of paper on the street without being caught on camera. So you mean to tell me that the person that planted these pipe bombs, they have them on camera on 3rd Street, on 57th Street, coming down. They couldn't backtrack it. You mean to tell me they didn't have the camera? That's a bald-faced lie. And the FBI, they have all of the pipe bombs. Not a single fingerprint. Are we talking about an expert here? Because if there's no single fingerprint on there, that means an expert was involved. And then why didn't the pipe bomb go off? Why not? There's so many holes in this story. It is ridiculous. Which brings me to this one here with Liz Cheney. Look at this. Liz Cheney says, if your response to Trump's assault on our democracy... And again, we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. But she says, on our democracy is to lie and to cover up what he did. Attack the brave men and women who came forward with the truth. Again, Capitol Police that I was just referring to, that they've been parading around as heroes. That's who she's referring to here. And defend the criminals who violently assaulted the Capitol. You hear this? You need to rethink whose side you're on. Hint, it's not America's. This is Liz Cheney. The same one that has been recently here caught lying, preventing evidence from coming to the surface. The same Liz Cheney trying to tell you that you are on the wrong side, that you're not with America. Now, let me play this for you. This is when Tucker was still with Fox News. Why didn't people put this together at that time? This is probably part of the reason why Fox News let Tucker go. Not only because of the machines and because of the election, because Tucker's pushing the truth, because of this too. Could it possibly be? Listen, watch.
The surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is healthy and vigorous. He's wearing a helmet, so it's hard to imagine he was killed by a head injury. Whatever happened to Brian Sicknick was very obviously not the result of violence he suffered at the entrance to the Capitol. This tape overturns the single most powerful and politically useful lie the Democrats have told us about January 6th. And it was indeed a lie. The January 6th committee knew perfectly well that Brian Sicknick was walking normally through the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by Trump supporters. And they know that because they saw this tape. We can be sure because the footage contains an electronic bookmark that is still archived in the Capitol's computer system. That means that investigators working for the Democratic Party reviewed this tape. They saw it. But they refused to release the tape to the public. Why? Because this tape would shatter the fraud they were perpetrating on the country. Because hiding the truth served their political interest. They lied about the police officer they claimed to revere. If they were willing to do that, then their dishonesty knew no limits.
Their dishonesty knows no limits. They will go to any extreme to push their agenda onto the American people. And the very fact that Liz Cheney was hiding this information, she should never, ever be able to hold political position ever again. That's just my personal opinion. Of course, it would probably never happen. But she made it her sole purpose to take out President Trump. And you see how that's working out. It's not working out to her benefit because, look, we just had Super Tuesday last week. And then just yesterday, President Trump swept the board. It's 100% official that President Trump is the front runner for the Republican Party. The MAGA Republican Party. He is the front runner. And all of them are highly upset about it. That's the reason why you hear them talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. That's the reason why you see all these women again coming out. It's the same playbook. The same thing over and over again. And my producer, she constantly say, "Well, you're constantly repeating yourself." Well, the Democrats are doing it. Here's Russia, Russia, Russia again. Here it is with the women. Stormy Daniels is in the news again. Right? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So when we come back from this break, I want to talk a little bit more about what happened on this investigation of her and how the Democrats, just like I said yesterday, the Democrats are trying to say something else is in the report other than what her put in the report, trying to say that Joe Biden was innocent, and he's not innocent. We'll be right back.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom.
do it today.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Hey, let me remind you of something that happened like last week or the week before. You remember they had a hearing talking about the banks giving up all your information? Do you remember that? That's the nice thing about there's two things. There's a nice thing and a bad thing about them having all these hearings. It's like they're just having hearings, but nothing is happening. There's no action being taken place. Well, I want y'all to go, if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and if you're on a mobile device, just click on the hamburger stack and go to take action.
It's uniteamericafirst.com/action.
Yeah, too. Or you can go to uniteamericafirst.com/action, like you see it right there on the screen. And I want y'all to check out the Alliance Defending Freedom. Mm-hmm. If you check that out, it's right there at the bottom, Alliance Defending Freedom. There's information there that's provided to you about how, about what they were doing and what was taking place, about banks giving their information to the federal government. So go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Check that information out. Share that information with your friends. Tell everyone to go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and check out that Alliance Defending Freedom. Because there's more information that's there than we have time for.
Yeah.
You know what? We should try to bring one of them on to talk about this. Because it's really important information about how the banks is freely giving up the information to the government. That's the government doing overreach, basically.
Yeah.
So again, uniteamericafirst.com/action. Go check it out today.
Yeah, and while you're there also, if you want to get access to official transcripts and congressional records, that is also on this page. It's called Chamber Talk. I think this is huge. I love this. It lists all the different documentation that the chamber has, and you have firsthand access to it.
So that's uniteamericafirst.com/action, because we need to get into action. We need to take action. It's important that we do so. 2024 is very important.
Yep.
Okay, let me talk about this hearing that was taking place yesterday. So formerly, you know, he was formerly the special counsel, wrote up this report about Joe Biden and his docs, and put in the whole thing about the docs that he was not found innocent of anything. He just said that a jury wouldn't look at it because of his mental capacity, because he can't remember anything. That's the reason. That was his whole synopsis about it. But the Democrats, they have a different agenda. Like I was telling you yesterday, they want you to believe something else. I kept showing this book all day yesterday, 1984. Yes, I do have a copy. I do have a copy, 1984, and this is a prime example of it. Let me share this with you from yesterday. This is just a short clip from yesterday to remind you and to show you that the memo went out to try to convince everybody that the report said that Joe Biden was innocent, free and clear. Listen to Jaya Paul as she's lying and he ends up correcting her, but watch.
The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
is not a word that appears in the report, and
that's not part of my task as a
prosecutor. I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that the term
I ultimately reached related to whether sufficient evidence existed such that the likely outcome
would be
a conviction.
I know that the term willful retention has a Mr. Hurd, it's my time.
Mr. Hurd, my time. Like, stop it. I'm trying to push a narrative here. And that's what Democrats constantly do. They want everyone to believe what they're telling them and not the truth. She's trying to convince everybody that the report was saying that Joe Biden was found innocent of no wrongdoing, which is a total bald-faced lie. So, of course, the memo went out and all of the Democrats are saying it. Same thing here on MSDNC. Listen to what they're saying about the Hur report.
Well, we are going to hear from Robert Hur today on Capitol Hill, whom Democrats and Republicans both have some issues with, although very different issues. But we should really start this conversation with the fact that Robert Hur ultimately concluded that there were no criminal charges warranted in President Biden's, you know, classified documents case.
Did you see that? She started lying and knowing wasn't the truth. And then she started stumbling about how she's going to say this. That's never happened. See, this is the problem with the government state media. They come out here and they lie to the American people and all the people that watch that crap religiously. They're not going to know otherwise. They're not going to know the truth because they're not going to go out and seek the truth. See, I constantly tell people that watch Will Johnson. At least watch Will Johnson. I ask everyone, please go out and verify this information for yourself.
You know, it's so important, Will, because we're in such an information overload. You cannot take what you hear on TV, what you hear on the internet, what you read on the internet as truth. You need to go research for yourself.
Yes, and I'm constantly telling everybody that you have to go look this information up.
So you're not deceived,
right?
Because there's people listening to this that are actually full on deceived. They actually believe, one, that Trump raped that lady. Two,
yes,
that Biden's exonerated. And three, that Trump's guilty of everything.
Yeah, because they constantly bring up, oh, he's guilty of 91 charges, four indictments,
right?
And then he has all these civil suits. Right? Was Eric Swalwell was listing off all of this fraudulent stuff that they made up, again, 1984.
Yeah,
so you're supposed to believe everything that we're telling you, all of the lies that we're telling you, because this represents President Trump when it doesn't. But see, the problem comes into play for them is you're not buying it.
Yep.
You know the truth. And that's why a lot of you right now, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me when you watch these clips sometimes when I share with you of these tyrants on the left and you just happen to watch the other government state media outlets that you don't get frustrated. Or when you're just surfing on social media and you see one come across and you watch it. Don't tell me that you don't get frustrated. Tell me that you don't. Because I get frustrated looking at it and it's my job to look at it so I can share with you these sound bites. My producer, she's constantly looking at it. She said, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Sometimes she's getting information. She said, I can't stand these people because they're blatantly lying. You get frustrated because you know the truth. Because if it's not frustrating you by them lying, then you don't know the truth. Then you think, well, that's just politics or you don't want to get involved in it. Right? Listen to Jesse Waters as he's breaking some of this down about what her. And he asked, just watch, because there's other information that the Republicans didn't have access to because they released a different report right before the hearing. So Republicans could not comb through it. But listen to some of this.
The president's state of mind was the center of attention in Washington today. The Justice Department finally releasing the highly anticipated transcripts of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, who testified this morning, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, 5 hours of Biden unscripted. Our producers spent all day reading this, and now we understand what Robert Hur meant when he called Biden painfully slow. The transcripts confirm that Biden didn't remember when his son died, when he was vice president, or when Trump was elected. Biden had to be reminded multiple times throughout his interview what a fax machine was. And whenever he was redirected to focus on the question at hand, he'd launch into wacky stories weirder than corn pop. For instance, when the special counsel asked why he moved classified documents from the Naval Observatory, Biden claimed he'd won an international torts competition in law school and then shared a story of a 23-year-old who was wearing the wrong pants, wrong jeans, when a spark caught fire and he lost one of his testicles. Biden called himself a frustrated architect who went to Mongolia, where he shot bow and arrows with sumo wrestlers. Biden said he had great aim and put everyone in Mongolia to shame. At one point, Biden asked special counsel Hur if he saw, quote, risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit, which you probably did. She's beautiful. When asked about his classified documents in the garage, Biden bragged he went on Leno with his Corvette and started making car noises. Quote, all you do is you take your foot off the brake and vroom, vroom. Joe Biden complained that the Secret Service was driving him crazy because they wouldn't let him drive. So Biden would drive back and forth in his own driveway. Quote, I'd get it to the bottom of the driveway, tack it up to about $4,000 and vroom, vroom. Yeah, the president making more car noises. Now, if you were a prosecutor conducting a deposition, you're asking about highly sensitive national security secrets, and the subject starts revving his engine and pretending to hit the clutch, you know he's not fit to stand trial.
That was the whole gist of it. And that information with Jesse Waters is going through, you can take him off the screen. That information didn't come out until after the hearing started. So the Republicans didn't have access to that. Because they would have been asking about vroom, vroom.
You know, once again, Will, this is what people with dementia do. They tell stories, some of them true, some of them not true, right? And they replace that with conversations, uncomfortable conversations, because they're afraid they're not going to remember, right? They get uncomfortable. And so that's what Biden was doing. You could clearly
see
it.
He's trying to deflect.
But Will, can you imagine if he's acting like this with world leaders? Like, you're supposed to be having a serious conversation, and he could be like, did you see the pictures of my wife?
Well, Shannon, now you know the reason why he has the cue cards.
Right, and that's why they limit these world leaders' access to him.
Yes, because of the cue cards.
He has to be babysat. He has to be directed. Because people with dementia need guidance, and he needs guidance. He needs to go. Joe got to go.
Joe and the scarecrow.
Gotta go.
That's the clean version of it. Joe and the scarecrow has got to go. Okay, I have another one I want to share with you from this Hur report, but I'm going to play this one for you when we come back from the break. You're not going to want to miss this because it's the same talking point over and over and over again. They do it all the time. These people are infuriating. What do you think they're calling President Trump? What do you think? Just one guess. You're probably right. I'll show you when we come back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITE1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me remind you about PamperWithGrace.com. Pamper yourself. Now, look, I'm always the type of person that if I'm going to talk about a product, I need to be able to use it before I start talking about it, because I don't feel comfortable trying to tell people to try something that I haven't tried myself. But Pamper with Grace, I'm pleased. I'm actually feeling a difference. I'm actually seeing the difference. The fog, look, I have to prepare for the show every single day. And sometimes I have this fog and I feel like I'm in this haze, and sometimes it's like difficult to think. Sometimes it's difficult to concentrate. But that has changed. I'm really seeing a difference.
Yeah, for both now, of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the difference too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So look, I'm only telling you this because I have the look, I have the box right here. I have a box of it right here. I've been showing this. And because again, I can't really tell anyone if I like a product, if I don't like it. And I'm going to be honest with you. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't even be promoting it.
I don't know if I can live without it now. I'll be honest with you.
You can't live without it?
Yeah, because, you know, ladies, I don't know if you've been on this show with us before, but literally, I'm not having hot flashes that I was having. At least, I'm not kidding, I was having like 30 or 40 a day. It was getting ridiculous.
Before we did the show, she would have the fan on. Oh, I'm having another one.
Yeah.
I'm having another one.
You haven't
one.
Even heard me, right?
Yeah. She hadn't not even said anything. She said, I'm having another one. I'm right. having another one.
Right.
And ever since she's taken these, she said, Will, you need to get your own box.
Right. Oh, my God. We're not sharing anymore. But listen, this elixir creates beauty and wellness from the inside out, right? There are countless benefits to this. There's skin, mind. Will talked about brain fog and clarity, hair, body, joints, vision, and so much more. We don't want you guys to miss out on this. Honestly, take the 30-day challenge. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So honestly, you cannot go wrong, Will. And also, go ahead and subscribe. You actually
I want to bring that up.
Off if you subscribe.
I want to bring that up. If you're going when you make the purchase, if you subscribe, you get a discount. And if you get a discount if you subscribe. Listen to what I'm telling you. You get a discount. You get a discount by subscribing, and you still can cancel it. And you get to set the date that you want. It's not like you're forced into a date or anything. You get to set the date, right, for the 30 days, right? You get to set the date for when you want it to reoccur or just cancel it. But my producer, she's like, she can't live without it. So she's going to, I'm like, this is another expense. So if it's really helping her that much, it's like a no-brainer.
Oh, man.
It's really a no-brainer. I'm feeling the difference by taking it. It's like, where have I been? Where's this been all of my life?
I mean, I can't even tell you, Will, the stories that we've been hearing. We're going to actually show some testimonies. I think next week we'll get them and show some testimonies. But I also want to know if you guys, because I know some of you have ordered this, and we thank you so much. But really, we're excited for you. And we want you to email us, right? Let us know or message us and let us know what changes you're seeing.
Yeah, I want to hear from you because that's the best testimony.
Oh, man, right? Because best testimony.
I'm sharing with you something that I do. And when you tell me how it's helped you, that's where I like, yes.
And, you know, me. You might want to give it some time. Not everybody is going to have immediate.
Of course, it's not
going to
be the first day, the first week.
It could be a month. In some cases, some people are saying 2 months. But but I think you're going to see something within a couple weeks for sure. But anyways.
I think so as well. Okay, let me play this other one that I was want to tell you about going from the HER report. And this is with Cori Bush. I kind of wish I had this clip yesterday, but this is the same talking point. Cori Bush, my personal opinion, she should be removed. She should not be able to sit on any committee after saying this despicable, hateful comments. There's no place for this. It's not respectful to the chambers. It's not professional. It's not even her respecting herself. And it's causing division in the country. Listen to what she says.
And thank you for being here, Mr. Her. St. Louis and I are here today once again to focus on the real issues that affect our communities instead of partisan hit jobs. Let me start by saying that the potential mishandling of classified information is a serious issue, and I believe it was appropriate for the Attorney General to appoint both special counsels in the Biden and Trump cases. As my colleagues have pointed out, President Biden fully complied with the investigation conducted by Special Counsel Her, who did not find evidence sufficient to warrant criminal charges. Despite this outcome, Republicans have used the special counsel's report to further their longstanding efforts to re-elect the former white supremacist in chief, Donald Trump.
Is that even called for?
I mean, just wow.
Is that even called for? The former white supremacist in chief.
How unprofessional.
Are you kidding me? She should be censured.
Yeah.
She should not be able to sit on any committee.
Yeah.
This is a total disgrace. And even same thing with Raskin calling more than half the country fascist.
Our president, for that matter, is doing the same thing. This
yes.
is the rhetoric of the left. I'll be honest with you. You do not hear Republicans do this.
No, they
you
don't
have
do
them
it.
Call people out on specific things that they're doing wrong or things that they're allegedly guilty of. But you don't hear them calling people names, right? These people are so inappropriate, Will. I think we should have, this should be unethical. Isn't this part of their ethic rules?
It
don't they
really
have
should
ethic
be.
Rules?
It really should be. And you know, they're constantly saying, well, President Trump doing name calling. This is worse. But you know what, Shannon? It really doesn't even hold any water any longer. Them calling President Trump a white supremacist, and I'm going to support President Trump. You may not like it. Maybe some trolls on here watching right now. You may not like it. I don't care. Because I'm not believing the lies that you're putting out there.
I mean,
there.
It just becomes
I'm
another
I'm not
day.
Going to.
Right? I mean, it's who
it's
they
a
are.
Repetitive thing, like yeah. I was mentioning earlier, how they're constantly saying Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that President Trump is colluding with Russia again. Right? Like, we're going to buy that. And now they're talking about white supremacists again, Stormy Daniels again in the news, other women in the news again, right? Like all these women, all of a sudden Trump's assaulted them. It's the same thing over and over. And what's really mind-blowing about all of it is that there's stupid people that's believing it like they've heard it for the very first time. Like they heard it for the very first time. Listen.
To re-elect the former white supremacist in chief, Donald Trump, who faces 40 criminal charges related to the mishandling of classified documents, including obstruction of justice.
So you can't make this up. You can't make it up. If any of that was true, they wouldn't have to go and say, well, President Trump, he did this, he did that. They wouldn't have to call him white supremacist. They wouldn't have to do any of that. If it was true, the truth would be bad enough. But they know it's not true, so they have to add in these extra verbiage. They have to add it in there to make it look like President Trump is worse than anyone can believe. You can't make it up. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I have some interesting news. Now, I expect us to get some really good news here in a couple of days. I'm expecting it. We shall see. Fulton County out of Georgia. Fonnie Willis and Loverboy. It's not looking so good. Now, they haven't been removed from the case. You know, them going after President Trump, the fraudulent case that they came up with. But there's items within the case that are getting tossed out. To my understanding, it's about six of them now. Just getting tossed out. So what does that look like, right? What is that perception now? That the entire case is more likely fraudulent? And it really is. Fonnie Willis and Loverboy are above their heads. They're at the water. They're, you know, they hit the waters above their heads. They thought that they could go after President Trump all for political means. President Trump didn't do anything wrong. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you're running for political office and you see in a certain location that the votes are coming in and you make a phone call and you say, find the votes, does it mean you're cheating? Or if you say, what can we do? Where the votes at? Find them. Where are they at? Does it mean you're cheating? You can ask that all day long. But if you go in and you physically add votes, like they said Democrats have done, if you physically go and add votes, that's a different story. Or if you're telling somebody to add votes, see, President Trump didn't tell anyone, add some votes. Get them in there. Add some ballots in there for me. Add them in there. President Trump never said that. Never said that. So there's nothing wrong with saying find them. Find them. Find the votes. Find them. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, now Fani Willis, it looks like she's going. I mean, it looks like it. I don't know. I'm hoping for it. That her and the lover boy is going to be on a chopping block, as well as his whole case in Georgia. If the whole case gets tossed out along with them, the Democrats are going to be furious. This will be the mugshot, the Mona Lisa of mugshots that should have never taken place. And it's all backfiring on them. Listen to this report.
Breaking news, Blaine. We wanted to ask you about the election there in Georgia last night, but we just got a filing from the court there in Fulton County. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I've just obtained that filing. And basically what is happening is that Judge Scott McAfee is dismissing several of the charges here in Georgia against former President Donald Trump. Six of the charges in this order. The charges so far, and I'm still making my way through the judge's ruling right now, but appear to do with solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Those were certainly some of the charges that he was facing. Other people that were named, of course, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Johnny Eastman, Mark Meadows. And so this is certainly notable because the former president was facing a number of charges, but for to have six of them removed is notable. Now, it's important to note he's still facing charges here in Georgia, still facing charges in Fulton County. We're also still waiting on a major decision from Judge Scott McAfee as to whether or not Fani Willis can continue to remain prosecutor on this case. This is not that decision. So to see this decision from the judge to come out this morning is a bit of a surprise. I've reached out to Trump's Georgia attorney here, Steve Sadow, who, of course, has been representing him as the lead attorney, to see if he has any comment. We've also reached out to the DA's office to see if they have any feedback or plan to push back on this ruling by the judge.
So they're not happy. They're not happy. They don't want six fraudulent charges to be removed. They want 12 to be added. So they're not happy about this at all. And you notice how she brought up, well, this doesn't mean that the case is gone. The case is over with. The case is still there. President Trump is still on the chopping block for them. But it's a different story now. Because this judge here, now I don't know if this judge is going to actually rule in favor of America or if he's going to go in the side with the Democrats as far as removing Fani Willis and the lover boy. He should just kill the case altogether. He should just kill it altogether. But that still remains to be seen. Listen to some of this.
Dismiss six counts in the election interference case in Georgia, including three involving former U.S. President Trump. Joining us now is former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe. And thankfully, you're a lawyer and you've had a few minutes to digest this a little bit to help us understand what does this mean?
Well, good to be with you, Dana. Yeah, I haven't really had a chance to look at it in detail, but this is akin to, in federal court, a motion for a more definite statement. It's called a special demurrer in the state of Georgia. But essentially what it is it's various defendants saying, look, you've accused us of violating the law, of specifically of violating our oath, but you haven't told us how our conduct matches up with something that we should be held criminally responsible for. And here the judge agreed. The judge said, you didn't provide enough specificity in how you pled this. And so he quashed them or dismissed these counts. It's not a dismissal of the entire case. I think if anything, my first take is that really sort of lends itself to the argument that that the special prosecutor Wade in this case is inexperienced in these types of cases and didn't plead it properly, and as a result these counts are being dismissed. So it's a victory of sorts certainly for the for former President Trump and all of the defendants that are affected by the ruling, but the case will continue in part.
And
so there it is. You know, it makes me think about every time they find something to go after President Trump, even if they just make it up and it backfires on them. It makes me think about this cartoon that I used to watch when I was a kid, when I was really young, this cartoon I used to watch. You know the cartoon I'm referring to, Shannon?
Are you talking about Wile E. Coyote?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. The Wile E. Coyote, which is the Democrats, they would set up all these traps, and it would always backfire on them.
Hmm.
Is it odd to you that that's how it's happening in the real world?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it odd to you?
They must be so angry that Trump is now officially nominee again. I can't even imagine what they're thinking. Especially with Biden lately showing up so poorly. That has to be concerning them.
Yeah, you know, they're furious about it.
Yeah.
President Trump. Now, everyone is entitled to make mistakes. Say stuff.
Yeah, it happens. Especially when you're talking so much. I get it.
No one is perfect.
Yeah.
But I can show you 12 minutes of Joe Biden and not repeating any of it, where Joe Biden was saying stupid stuff or... What? What? But anyway, 12 minutes of him saying stupid stuff, wanting to shake hands of dead people, telling everybody he just talked to someone who was dead. Where'd they go? 12 minutes of that. And you can find a couple with President Trump. And the Democrats, they get that one and they have it on rotate. Oh, look what Trump, he said this here, he said that there. Just a couple of them. But nothing compared to Joe Biden. You can find many on Will Johnson making mistakes. It happens all the time. Let me share this real quick with for you before we get out of here. Just some of this. I talked about it yesterday. Joe Biden and the Democrats, all of a sudden they found money to send to Ukraine. $300 million. The United States of America is hurting. The people in this country, they're hurting. And they're sending $300 million of military surplus to Ukraine.
Is it surplus?
Yes, it's military equipment.
I didn't hear him say surplus. I said equipment.
It's the same thing.
Do we have surplus?
Listen.
We have that breaking news that the White House is just now announcing it is sending $300 million worth of new weapons to Ukraine.
When Russian troops advance and its guns fire, Ukraine does not have enough ammunition to fire back. That's costing terrain. It's costing lives. And it's costing us, the United States and the NATO alliance, strategically.
It's costing us, United States of America and the NATO alliance, strategically. Strategically. If I can get it out. How so? Are they gearing up to go to war with Russia? You can get them off the screen. Is that the case? They're gearing us up to go to war with Russia? Again, I've said this so many times, Ukraine is not an ally of the United States of America. They're not part of the United States of America. They're so focused on Ukraine. It's because of all the corruption. That's the reason why they're focused on it. Why are they? I mean, Putin has never said that once we get Ukraine that we're going to attack NATO. They're telling everybody this. Because they're lying to everybody to get everyone to believe that we have to pour money into this corrupt nation, Ukraine. Here's another prime example of that very thing. And the world is not at war currently. But if you listen to this nut job, Mitch McConnell, according to him, the world is at war and we got to pour money into Ukraine to stop it. You know they would save lives if we stopped pouring money into Ukraine? Stop sending military surplus to Ukraine? The war would have been over with over a year from ago. But they don't want it to end. They don't want that. Listen to Mitch McConnell.
No, the world is literally at war. They're shooting at us, in addition to the fact that our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well. There are two things we're going to be dealing with in the next couple of weeks. Number one is the defense appropriation bill, which will come over to us, hopefully, next week. Second, I want to encourage the speaker again to allow a vote, let the House speak on the supplemental that we sent over to them several weeks ago. We all know the war.
No. There should be no money. And I've said this before. I'm a strong believer in supporting Israel. Have y'all seen those dog tags that they've been passing around that you can get if you buy a dog tag? It supports mine. It says, bring them home. I know someone who's actually Jewish that has family members in Israel. They sent this to me. They sent the dog tag to me. Bring them home. I'm 100% in supporting Israel because I'm a true believer in the Bible. But we don't need to fill any bank accounts. You understand that? No bank accounts. That's what they want to do in Ukraine. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around for that fire show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Can you tell us how the Bank Secrecy Act and exemptions to the Right to Financial Privacy Act may not be in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, or how the implementation of those acts may violate the Fourth Amendment?
Sure. Much like Brian Knight alluded to a minute ago, once the bank or a financial institution has the information, the government has it.
The time is now to get into action. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/action and take action. The Alliance Defending Freedom is an organization that is fighting for Americans' rights. Today, go to uniteamericafirst.com/action. Get the information that you see right now on the screen, how you can fight this. uniteamericafirst.com/action and click on Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Reveal Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Reveal Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.